It was a crowded hall at the Salisbury Fire Station on Cypress Street last night as the voices of those in attendance echoed off the walls. But the main event, that of the swearing-in of Jag Day as mayor, drew the applause of several hundred in the audience. And Day said he was ready to take on the task of leading the city.
It feels fantastic. I've been waiting for this for a long time. I am ready to go and ready to turn Salisbury into the city we all know it can be. We're well on our way, but you know, now we're off to the races to get the good work done.
During the last 10 years, council members and mayors have often struggled and fought with each other over issues ranging from rentals to development. But both outgoing Mayor Jim Ireton and Day noted that one person on the council could make a difference. And with Ireton's backing, Day ascended to the council presidency, changing the dynamic, and was eventually joined by Councilmember Jack Heath. Mayor Day.
There were some pretty significant changes, and not just because of me or what I added, but because of the dynamic that changed, and not just because of what Mr. Heath added. And in each case, one person made a significant difference.
Ireton, who now moves on to the council representing District 4, told those assembled that Day was the one person who could bring the city together.
This is the leader that will unite us. This is the leader that understands that there can't be two Salisburys. There has to be one.
In the crowd were a number of local officials, ranging from Wicomico County Executive Bob Culver to State Senator Jim Mathias, along with local delegates. Mathias had nothing but praise for Day.
You looked across the room tonight, you had business folks, you had our firefighters here, our police officers, our volunteers. It's going to be good. And you had all aspects of government here today. Our federal government was here, state government, our comptroller, our delegation. So we're all here for one thing, a better Salisbury, and I believe it.
Also on hand was State Comptroller Peter Francho, who said he came to the swearing-in ceremony because of Day.
Jag Day brought me down. I'm a big fan of his. I love his family. And I think that he's going to give the right kind of energy and direction. And, you know, he's a little buttoned down. He has a military background. I like that.
When asked, Francho said he believed that Day did have a bright political future. The second most important event was the choice of leadership for the council. That was quickly dispatched with a unanimous vote for council president.
All those in favor of Mr. Jack Heath as council president, please signify your support by saying aye.
Aye.
Congratulations, Mr. Heath.
And council vice president.
All those in favor of Laura Mitchell for vice president, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations.
Heath pledged to bring civility to the council.
I pledge to you that we will remember that when we vote, we represent your voice. We represent the voice of approximately 33,000 citizens in the city of Salisbury. I pledge to you also that we will conduct our business in an atmosphere of mutual respect and inclusion. That is my pledge.
And Mitchell said she saw solid vision in the new mayor and the council.
The most important thing is that we have a vision from the top. We have the vision from Jag Day and moving forward. And we have a great council, I think, that's going to work well together and come out with some, maybe not unanimous decisions every time, but we will all put our heart and soul into it. I do know that. And that we'll move forward in a great way for Salisbury.
Perhaps the most emotional moment came when newly sworn-in April Jackson spoke of her father, who brought the original suit that gave Salisbury its first African-American district.
And I wish my father could be here to celebrate this moment with me, but he can't. But I know in my heart he's here.
If there's an issue that will produce tensions on the council, it is rental properties. Jackson said she saw a struggle ahead.
I'm for affordable housing, so I'm going to go towards it. Yeah, I'm working towards it, yes.
Any ideas how you're going to get there yet?
No, not yet, but I know we're going to make a way. It's going to be prosperous for us. It's going to happen. It's going to be a fight, but it's going to happen.
What kind of fight?
The realtors, the landlords and things, and they're not going to want it, but, you know, we have to do right by our people. You know, we have to do right by our citizens.
She replaces outgoing Councilmember Shaney Shields, who pledged that we have not seen the last of her.
It's an honor to have served the city of Salisbury, and I will continue to serve the city of Salisbury, whether I'm in office or not. And you will see me, as I said before, in public comment, and now I have time to go to the county council meetings also.
Newly elected Muir Botta represents the other minority-majority district on the council. When given a chance to address the crowd, his first words were to the effect that he had finally made it into office after a number of tries for local government. He saw a wide range of people on the council.
Jack is real level-headed, very business-oriented. Laura Mitchell has a lot of experience, and having someone like former Mayor Jim Ireton, who's now Councilman Jim Ireton, there's a wealth of knowledge that he has. He knows the city probably better than anybody does.
This is Don Rushford, Delmarva Public Radio.